All right, let's go down this way now. Here we go. Look,
All right.
Now, grab yourself a hard hat here.
Okay.
All right, now, look. If you feel yourself getting all choked up with the coal dust, like my throat is gone. I'm here so long, it don't matter. Well, put a handkerchief over your face like this. And listen, you don't have any metal in your head, do you, by any sense?
Dawn breaks on a crisp August morning. I stand on a hill overlooking the historic port of St. John's. Across the valley, I can see Signal Hill, one of the great shrines of radio, where Marconi received the first transatlantic wireless communication. I've come to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland's transmitter tower to take a step back in time, to witness the daily ignition of the last coal-fired radio signal in North America. My guide is Cliff Hawko, shop steward of the Brotherhood of Radio Coal Stokers and Tube Engineers.
Yeah, well, come on down this way. Now, see, this here pipeline brings the water all the way down from Nest Bottom Pond, right directly over to the boilers over there. Now, the first ship, she starts stoking at port, so there's a good 2 hours of coal in the furnaces.
This building is quite gothic.
You gotta speak up, boy. I've been working alongside the generators for too long. I can't hear you.
I said the building is quite gothic. Sort of goes with the defoliated landscape.
Oh, yeah, she goes like stink, boy, but the woman's in the mantel case.
No, that's the generator building.
Oh, yeah, kind of foolish. Looks like a big old radio.
I almost expect to see giant vacuum tubes.
What?
I almost expect to see giant vacuum tubes.
Tube! Through that window there.
Oh, my God.
Full pressure on the pipe. Full pressure on the pipe.
Right on schedule. Ready him up.
I hope so, Cliff.
All right, here we go.
Okay, clear the
pool. Clear. Master off. And four, three, two, one, fire.
Good morning, Newfoundland. This is the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, transmitting at 520 kilohertz on the long wave.